individuals can say anything and they are entitled to individual opinion. Because I believe that whatever decisions are made by the top hierarchy of the party, we have emanated from the bottom. Those are the roots of the party. If I leave the party, I don't think I can say the party is going to die. Because I know the heart and soul of the party. The party belongs to people, and they know that that will not happen unless the majority of the people say so at the Congress.
So now we see that some of the expelled members, that include Mr. Themba Buliswa, Mr. Chabalala Sipanda, and Mr. Rukare Kumbo, they're actually saying that the expulsion of them and Mr. Mujuru means that the party will not sustain itself up to 2018. What is your take on that?
You never heard someone say except them. You should be coming from someone different, not them. So if a person says it's people without asking those people, you say it's them who are saying that. Because as far as I am concerned, once you are stripped from the party organ, you become an ordinary person. So you can't speak on behalf of party members when you are no longer a party member.
So now, where is the party today, Mr. Ndlovu? Let's be honest here. Where is the party? Where is it going?
I mean, when it comes to where we are going towards implementing Congress's resolutions. That's where we are going.
And do you see ZANU-PF winning in these by-elections that are being conducted because of the support that the party has from the electorate, or a question of maybe rigging here and there?
Now, perhaps I'll pose the same question and say, do you think ZANU-PF will lose the elections because of the strength or letting the weakness of the opposition, even if they try and rig themselves? That's the same question now asked.
Can you answer that question for me?
The opposition is weak and fragmented, in short. And for them to talk of winning an election, to me, now out. We thought perhaps we are afraid of them during those days, but now we have overturned the tables.
So in overturning these tables, Mr. Ndlovu, are you proud that ZANU-PF is doing the right thing?
Now, what is right? The party can only do wrong things when it is not working in terms of its own constitution. As far as I know, in all what has happened, nothing has been declared unconstitutional. It's the right direction.
Mr. Ndlovu, there are some other critics who are saying that the party is being led in the wrong direction and maybe there is need for new blood. Do you normally discuss these issues in the party?
As far as I'm concerned, when it comes to politics, you'll find that it's just like wine. I don't take wine, but I'm told that it improves with age. So the man, as far as I'm concerned, he has led the party well in the direction where people call themselves young fail to do so. As we speak now, we find that this country is very peaceful because of his old wisdom. When you talk about discussing these things, we don't have an agenda to discuss people's age in our party's constitution. We have agendas to discuss party programs.
Can we actually say the president can lead ZANU-PF until he is more than 100 years? Am I correct there?
Correct. I would say the president will lead the party as long as he is elected at a Congress. Should people decide that no, they need fresh blood, they will elect a new president. Because the party allows any member to stand for any position, including the presidential position. So if the president contests and wins, there's no way, even the country's constitution will not buy him, except, of course, in terms of the new constitution, where he has done his full term. In fact, it's not allowed after the next elections in any case.
So here, Mr. Ndlovu, this reminds me of Malawi, where the late president, Hastings Kamuzu Banda, yes, was in power for a long time, and he was very old, but at the end of the day, he lost elections and was out of power. So do you think that it's time for the president to retire?
Once an individual decides to retire, then he retires. Once he doesn't retire and he's nominated, there is no way, because the party hasn't got that kind of a provision for someone to say, please retire, because that would be tantamount to dismissing that individual. And it's in terms of our constitution, we dismiss people on disciplinary grounds. So as far as I'm concerned, we are talking about democracy for the people, of the people, by the people. So the people decide